All right, I want to read, if do you have Luke chapter 17? If you have it, say praise the Lord if you're there. I want to read a scripture that we were just talking about royalty. And let me just read that scripture. Just put something right there, Luke chapter 17. And come over with me to Proverbs chapter 8, please. Proverbs chapter 8. I said Proverbs chapter 8. That's good, too. I want to go first to keep something right there in Proverbs chapter 8. I want to go first to Ecclesiastes chapter 8, right after the book of Proverbs. Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Let me know when you get there. All right. Look what it says in verse 4, and I'll just read the first part of that. Where the word of a king is, there is power. Where the word of a king is, there is power. Now, why do I say that? Because a king releases his power in words. That's what a king does. And that distinguishes that person as a king, because he releases his power in words. And those who are in his environment or in his world, they rush to carry it out because his word has power. And he releases his power in his word. Now, what does he feel? He feels that if he speaks it, somebody's going to do it. In other words, it's going to be done. Are you following what I'm saying? So this is the way that God spoke the earth into being. Jesus, 90% of his ministry was done with words. He said, it's my Father in me. He does the work. I just speak the words. Are you following what I'm saying? And this, where the word of a king is, there is power. It's like a king expects those who are around him or who work for him or whatever have you, he expects it to be carried out. He doesn't give any second thought to this not happening. He gives a decree and expects that to be carried out. Are you following what I'm saying? All right. Now, go over to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 17, real quick. Matthew chapter 17. Bless you. Matthew chapter 17. Look what it says, starting at verse 24. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, "Does not your master pay tribute?" And he said, "Yes." And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, "What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers?" Powerful verse. "What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom," I mean, he didn't even give Simon a chance to answer that. He knew what he was thinking. And he said, "Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers?" This is bringing a revelation now of royalty. And Peter said unto him, "Of strangers." And Jesus said to them, "Then are the children free, notwithstanding. Lest we should offend them, go to the sea, cast in the hook, take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money, and take it and give it to them for me and thee." So we won't offend them. But Peter, we know that we are rulers over this whole earth. We don't have to pay anybody a dime. But so we won't offend anybody. Another place he said, "Render to Caesar that which is Caesar." So I'm saying, pay your taxes. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you know. Because that's, well, I'm telling you, that has stopped some people here lately that could have had some pretty high offices, and next thing you know, they get them on a tax thing. I said, man, pay your taxes, man. There's no reason, you know, don't fool around with that, because I want you to be here with me for the duration. Okay. All right, let's go over to Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. All right, I want to do just a little bit more on this. I want to do just a little bit more on faith that works. Just a little bit more on that. Let's look, started reading at verse 5. And the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, be thou planted into the sea, and it should obey you. And which of you, having a servant plowing and feeding cattle, would say unto him, by and by, when he has come in from the field, go and sit down to meat? And will not rather say unto him, make ready, wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and after it thou shalt eat and drink. Does he thank that servant because he did the things which were commanded him? I trow not. Let's stop right there. So we said, faith that works. And the reason why I read this scripture is because the apostles, Jesus was talking about forgiving people. And they said, wait a minute. Now you have to give me some more faith to do that. Well, that's what some people have prayed. Lord, give me more faith. Wrong prayer. Can't do it. Because he's already given you as much faith as he can give you. Come on, let's go over to Romans chapter 12 again, and you'll see it. Romans chapter 12. Now, there is a gift of faith that can operate in people for special assignments. I want to say that. And we'll talk about that when we talk about the gifts of the Spirit. But in normal situations, look what it said in verse 1 again. I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the, what? Renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think what? Soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man. Underline the next word, the. Underline, I just want you to underline one thing, the measure of faith. It's dealt to every man, the measure of faith. Not a measure of faith, the measure of faith. That's different. That's a set amount. Every man has just, on the time that you got born again, every person, every woman, every man, got the same measure. Boom. You got it. Now, Lord, increase our faith. Whoa. I did my job. I've given you the measure. Now, it's up to you to develop that. And I'm saying that you and I started out with the same faith. Now, what are you going to do with the faith? You've got to develop that faith. Why? Because faith grows. It increases. How? How much? I don't believe there's a limit. I don't believe there's a limit. I believe you can increase it as big as you can get it. But you have it. You have it right now. The measure of faith. We got the same measure. I got the same measure as Oral Roberts, and you've got the same measure as Oral Roberts. I'm talking about people who have done big things with their faith. You got the same measure as David Oedipo. He's built all that university and all those things and all those members and all those other, you got the same faith. And that's good news. That's called equal opportunity. Yeah. And so we don't need to think that Bill Winston's got more faith than you do. What he's done is he's taken the faith that was given to him and he's developed it. He made faith work. Now let's go to another place. Let's go over to Romans. Well, let's go back. Well, okay, Romans chapter 1, since we're there. Romans chapter 1. Let me know when you get to Romans chapter 1. All right, it's right there. All right, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live how?
By faith.
How are you supposed to live? Not use faith as a spare tire once you get an accident or have a blowout on the road, then you got to go get your spare and so forth. Uh-uh. You're supposed to live by it. The lifestyle of a believer is a lifestyle of the godly, rich, and famous. It is a lifestyle of faith. And when God gives you an assignment, his assignment is a spiritual one.
Amen.
It's something that you need faith to help you do. It's not just a natural assignment. That's for the natural man. You're not a natural man. You're a spiritual person. And God gives you an assignment based on that. So it's interesting how he keeps factoring faith in what he expects you to do.
Amen.
And the tendency that happens is people do something called drawback. And that means that I don't want to get involved in that. I don't know whether I can do that. I don't have that, and so forth. And so, whoa, 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 whoa. I remember when I told God, I said, God, I felt that he wanted me to do something. I said, God, now, I'm not sure I can do that, but this I can do. He said, well, now, if you're going to do that, what am I going to do? I remember I told him one time, I said, you open that door, I'll go through it. He said, you go through it, I'll open it. See, we're trying to live without faith, but faith is godly lifestyle.
Amen.
We're still trying to barter with God, to make it so that we don't have to use any faith. Well, without it, you can't please him.
Amen.
Now, if he says you got to live by faith, now just hear what I'm saying now. Stop trying to think that this is some strange, hard way of living. No. The way you're designed, you are designed to more naturally live by faith than other way. It's just that you never got over into it. Nobody ever taught you what you had. And there's assignments out there for us that God wants us to complete. This is a church now, but we need faith to do it. So let's go over to another place. Let's go over to 1 John and chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. I just want to finish up this little piece on faith because you got it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got it. What will faith do for you?
Everything.
Everything. Everything you need done in this earth, faith will do it for you. You got two kinds of faith, two categories, dominating and creating. You got dominating and creating faith. Dominating faith stops storms. Creating faith creates stuff that wasn't there. It brings it out of the spirit. Everything is already done now. Don't think you thinking of something God didn't think of, because if you did, get rid of it. But I'm saying that it's all there. Folks, there's more in the invisible realm than there is in the visible. Faith reaches up into the invisible and pulls down what you need. Well, I need a kidney. Boom. I need a heart. Boom. Now, don't think you thought of it that God didn't think of it. He's got a warehouse full of parts. And your faith takes it out. But only faith will go up there and get it. Nothing else can go in there. And it's yours. Got your name on it. That tooth, you got your name on it. Okay. All right. Okay. Now, where did I tell you to turn? Where did I tell you? 1 John 5. Now, all right, all right. 1 John 5. All right, let's look at this. 1 John 5. I'm going to wrap this up. Yes. 1 John 5. You ready? Verse 4. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. What? Even our faith. So what do you need to overcome the world? Faith. You need faith to overcome the world. Now, wait a minute. If I don't know how faith is, what faith is, and I don't know I have it, and I sure don't know how to develop it, how am I going to overcome the world? And that's why a lot of people are under circumstances instead of on top of them. Now, I'm going to sew you up. Now, don't run out on me. Just stay right there. Now, look what it says over here in verse 19. This we know, that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in what? Wickedness. Another way of saying that is the whole world is under control of the evil one. And the evil one has control of the whole world. Let's see what he said. He's the god of this what? World. The evil one is the god of this world. Another way of saying that, he's the god of the world system. Got it? Now, God said that in his word through Paul. But we overcome the world. So I am a registered overcomer. Now that's the way God sees me now. Now, I've got to make this a reality in my life. So I need to know how to develop my faith. How can I get my faith stronger? Now, one of the first things you've got to do is you've got to feed your faith. Faith must be fed. Let's go over to Mark's Gospel and chapter 5. Mark's Gospel and chapter 5. Let me know when you get to Mark chapter 5. Are you there? Come on. Verse 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent how much? All that she had, and was nothing better, but rather she grew what? Worse. When she had what? Heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Now, what made her come in the press behind and touch Jesus' garment? Faith did. How did faith come to her? Came by hearing what? The word of God. She heard about Jesus. And when you continue to hear the word of God, you're feeding your faith. Now your faith is increasing. Do you hear what I'm saying? You are developing faith inside of you. Now you have the same amount that I have, but now I'm feeding that faith. So every morning I get up and I feed my faith, because I know out here in this world system, there is an enemy, and he is not after me. He's trying to separate me from my faith because he knows I'm on assignment. And there are things that the spiritual assignment I've got to accomplish, but I can't do it without faith. So if he can stop me by taking my faith, then he can keep me from fulfilling my assignment. So my job is to do maintenance on my faith, because over in 1 Timothy, come on over there, please. 1 Timothy and chapter 6. I'm sure you know this, but this is a faith refresher. 1 Timothy chapter 6, and let me know when you get there. The 1 Timothy chapter 6 says in verse 12, fight the what? Good fight of faith. Let's stop right there. Fight what? The good fight of faith. Now, I got to fight the good fight of faith. Did it say fight the devil? No, I'm not fighting him. Only thing I've got to do is maintain my faith. If I can maintain my faith, faith works. I don't do it. My faith does it. Adam managed the garden by faith. Just like Jesus managed the earth by faith. It was his faith that was working. And what you got to see is, as I gave you that example about this guy who, a chauffeur that picked me up and he let me out. But when I got to the airport, I jumped out and opened the door and jumped out and he came around the other side. He said, sir, I was going to get that door for you. I was trying to make it around. I mean, I thought he was going to cry. Why? Because he got great sense of duty in making sure he did his chauffeur responsibility. Amen. I'm telling you, faith has been sent to work for you. Amen. Do you hear what I'm saying? Amen. Now, what can faith do? Anything. Faith goes out and works, and he worked for this man. And he said, when he comes in, don't let him lay on the couch. Put him out on another assignment just as fast as he comes in. Why? Because in working him, not only will you get your job completed in this earth, but you will strengthen your faith every time he comes back, every time he works, every time you go to that health club and you grab them bars or gonna do some, you follow what I'm saying? Now, you used to press 200, but now it's 350. Come on, you working your muscles. They're getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Pretty soon, you can use your faith for the whole city. You can use your faith to keep the devil at bay in this entire community. You follow what I'm saying? Because your faith now is strong enough to do. Whereas beginning with your faith, you couldn't hardly believe God for a parking space. But now it's strong. And that's why I'm telling you, I'm not letting mine sit down. And even in our vacations, either God, he's speaking to me. And we're going on vacation. I said, baby, I'm in prayer this morning, communing with God. And he said, now, why are you going to pay for your vacation? When he said that, why are you going to get it out of your saving? Right. Why don't you just believe me for it? Yes. See, he's not trying to get me not to, he's not trying to get me to save more. He's trying to get me to use my faith more.
Yes, 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 yes.
See? And I asked her about it. I said, baby, how are we going to know how to use our faith for that, and we don't know how much it's going to cost? So what does she do? Goes and works up a budget. What do we do? Listen for God. What does he do? Sow a seed. Sow a seed, first thing to come back is my seed. And then here comes harvest. And every time, doesn't it, baby? Every time it comes back, Hawaii, come on. Bahamas, come on now. Help me now. I'm just saying, don't look at me. You got the same kind of faith. And that faith is here for you to live by, for you to go on vacations by, come on, for you to get your child tuition by, come on, for anything you need. But the enemy is not after you. I know you cute, but he is not after you. He is wanting your faith. If he can separate you from your faith, you cannot overcome the world, and he can stop you in your tracks right there. Say amen to that. And that's where we're going, folks. Believe God for it. Praise God. I'm going to believe God for another suit. I'm going to believe God for three suits. I need three suits. I need one. One suit to go to here and so forth. I'm going to believe God for it. Praise God. And get bold with it. Say it. You know what I mean? Let the devil. Well, the devil may hear it. Let him hear it. Say, praise God. I'm going to believe God for another suit. Amen. Say amen to that. And I'm going to believe God for a nice suit. I'm going down here to St. John Place or David Samuel Place. I'm going over here. Praise the Lord. Throw that in there. But I'm saying, whatever it is, I'm believing God. I'm going to go to school this winter. I'm going to go to school. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm going to believe God for it. Praise God. Well, you know, they won't let you in there with those grades. I'm going to believe they're going to let me in there. I'm going to believe for favor that they're going to overlook my grades. Something's going to happen. A rich uncle going to call them and tell me to get in there. Are you following what I'm saying? Live by it. Live by it. Work it every day. Work it. Do something with it. Work it. Send it out. Praise God. That's what I'm talking about. I want to start a business. Started by faith. Praise God. Start calling things that be not as though they were. The donkey say tied up till Jesus called for it. Your business going to say tied up in somebody else's hand until you call for it. Praise God. Say, call business, you come here right now. You business in there, come here right now. Okay, amen. Makes sense to you? Now, what's coming now? Faith is coming. Faith is coming. And if when it starts coming, you get happy and you get, and you watch this, and you get positive. Notice, you watch that news, it makes you negative. It's designed for it, because it's designed to rob you of your faith. And you don't need that much. That mustard seed is more than just the fact of how the process of a seed works. It's how much faith you need compared to the things of the world. And we think we need all that. We need to feel something so far. You don't need to. Just take a little bit. Just take a little bit, and it'll move a mountain for you. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, the world does not have this faith. They have human faith. Human faith is built on experience. I know this chair will hold me because I've experienced a chair this size that with this strength, it will hold me. That's human faith. I'm talking about the God kind of faith, the stuff you've never experienced in your life. Faith will accomplish it. Can I go just a little bit further? I got 6 minutes now. Y'all can stand 6 minutes, kids. Now, this is good, folks. Because faith knows your dress size. Yes, faith does. You better hear what I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
See, yo, come on. Think out of the box. Get out of here. Faith knows exactly what gift you should get this person. Well, I wonder what I should give him. God, I believe by faith I receive exactly what to give. And you get that gift. How did you know I need, man. Yes, sir. But you did it by faith. And in the process, you pleased the Father. That's faith working for you.
Amen.
And the just shall live by it.
Yes. Hallelujah.
It's the lifestyle mm-hmm. of the godly, rich and famous.
Yes.
Go in the Bible and look at Hebrews chapter 11. By faith,
yes, sir.
Abraham. By faith, Isaac. By faith, Jacob. By faith, Joseph.
Yeah.
By faith, Moses. By faith.
Yeah.
Man.
Yes, sir.
By faith, Bill Winston.
Yeah.
By faith. Yes, there's no end to that list of people. You're in that number. You are a registered overcomer. Your name is already in the paper. But now, I'm going to do this with my faith. I'm going to do this with my faith. Praise God. I'm going to do it by faith. Now, to feed your faith, you've got to feed it on the Word of God. Get the Word of God, because God left His Word full of faith. So you want to transfer the faith out of the Word into your heart. Every day, read a little something. Get a little something in here. Get a little something, praise God. Next thing you know, you'll be talking different. You hear negative talk and you say, well, that's not altogether true. You know, with God, all things are possible now.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Abraham, at 100 years old, the Bible says, where there was no natural hope, he got hope out of the Word. See, the Word gives you hope where people don't have any hope. But you got to get faith from the Word, not from CNN. I'm not talking against anybody or anybody's television program. I'm just saying there are certain things when you're in a battle, you can't afford to look at. There are certain people that you can't afford to listen to. You're in a battle, man. You got to guard your heart, your mind, your ears, your eyes. Okay, last place. Let's just look at this. Let's go to Mark's gospel now. And where was I? Oh, okay. Fight the good fight of faith. Okay, hold on. Dominating faith, whatever faith. Mm-hmm. 1 John 19. All right. Let's go to Mark's gospel, chapter 4 again. Tell you what. Only because of time. I got to stop. Let's go to Luke's gospel and Luke chapter 17 back here again. Okay. What is another definition for faith? Confidence. And faith is also acting on the Word of God. Faith is acting on the Word of God. Now, remember this. A sense of unworthiness destroys faith. The reason why the enemy likes to get you feeling guilty is because it destroys faith. It's designed for it. What you got to do if you messed up, confess it. He's faithful to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Okay? All right, look what it says in verse 11. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria, Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were what? Cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice, what did he do? He glorified God and fell down at his feet and giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering and said, were there not 10 cleansed? Well, where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said to him, arise now and go your way. What has made you whole? He didn't say God's power. We know God's power was in it. He didn't say, I made you whole. We know that was in it. Who did he say made you whole? His faith. Last place. Acts chapter 14, please. Acts chapter 14. Now, what did he have to do with his faith to make it work? He had to what? Act on it. Could he feel it? No. And that's where a lot of people don't act on it, because they can't feel it. They can't feel it. So they think it's not time yet. But faith is in another dimension. It's outside of your 5 physical senses. So for you to think that you can feel faith is just like you trying to get your ear to smell. Won't happen. Got it? So stop trying to feel faith. Say amen to that. The way I know I'm ready is because I sense it inside, but I also, God speaks through something. And I sense that, boy, it's time for me to use my faith. Now, understand, my flesh is saying, you're a fool. Don't make a fool out of yourself, boy. But I said, man, I got to do this. You know what I mean? It's something inside that's overriding that and say, I got to do this. I'm gonna do this. I'm going for it. And each time it works out. The time that he was trying to steal my faith is the time that we were getting this building. It's the worst situation I had. And we were waiting on the money to come. God spoke to me. He said, now, if the money is not here by Monday, you go to the bank. Now, God told me that. That's the reason I know there is such a thing as a bank. And so what happened? Now, here's the enemy. So I call our controller at that time, which is Belinda. I said, Belinda, these lawyers are calling me, Pastor, where is the money? I said, hey, I believe I received. I believe you received. What is that? Now, what is that, Pastor? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is a fact. That's my wife. That thing was on me. It was trying to separate me. What? From my faith. Because my faith was working.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And it was trying to make me drop off and faith fall dead right where it was, and I not received the promise. And I just held on to my faith. That's it. I went home, got into bed, covered my head up with the sheet. I ain't taking no phone calls. I ain't taking nothing. I'm going to hide out all weekend long till Monday comes and so forth. And I did that. Notice, I just held on to my faith. Faith was out there working.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then Monday morning, I came, called Linda. I said, hey, anybody calling? Nothing. I said, okay, where are we going to call? I said, and somebody said, something, call this particular bank. And I said, oh, okay, all right. Well, I pick up the phone and call. And they said, hey, can you get us such and such a document by 6 o'clock tonight? We have a board meeting in the morning. I said, whoa, board meeting in the morning. Now, I know that's more than a coincidence, eh?
Yes, sir.
I said, yes, you bet you we can. We can have them right there. And we got those documents, all the thing, and got them over there. And the next morning, by 11 o'clock, they called me and said, Pastor Winston? Yes, sir. You got your money. Man, that pressure came off of me. I said, Lord Jesus, thank you. I called that lawyer. I said, look a doc. I got the money, man. Don't be calling me, harassing me no more. I got big then. Don't be messing with me. You know, you get big when your faith works. Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
See, apparently it was supposed to come in from somewhere. But the enemy somehow had blocked a channel. But if you're in faith, faith is going to fix the problem. You won't be disappointed. I'm just saying, faith will work. Can nothing stop God? God's got a million ways to make you a millionaire in a month. Only thing that enemy was after was my faith. And he was using everything around me to try to come after it. And all I had to do was hold on. Just hold on to my faith. Just don't let him steal my words. Don't let him make me feel so like, oh, I can't do it. We can't. John Osteen tells a story before he went on to be with the Lord about a time that they were having a big Thanksgiving thing for the church, apparently, and that he was going to believe God for the beef that they were going to get, that they would get two cows or whatever, and they were going to have the cows and get the cows slaughtered and get the beef and cook it and for all the people and so forth, but he was going to believe God for it. So he started believing God. The enemy came in and started attacking his mind. And then somewhere between maybe a week before the event or something like that, he just gave in. And he went out and he spent a lot of money to buy some things and trying to get things. And that night he had a dream. And the dream that he had was there was a huge snake. I've had a dream like that. There was a huge snake. And then he noticed that the snake could hardly move because inside the snake were two big lumps. And he asked, he woke up and said, Lord, what was that? He said, those were your cows. The devil ate your cows. Don't fight the devil. Don't fight people or denominations. Fight one fight. The good fight of faith. Give the Lord a praise. That's all we got. The good fight. The good fight. All right, before you leave, might be somebody here that in your life you're not right with God, and thank God you're here tonight, because the Lord says that no one can come to him unless the Father has drawn them. So you couldn't even come in here. I know somebody might have invited you, but believe me, God had a hand in bringing you here tonight.